Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Indeed, we run unto our God this morning. Bazalwane, good morning and welcome to you. We are praying. In case you've just joined us, it's 22 after 5, and we are going to be praying from Psalm 145 this morning. I will extol you, Lord, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on your glorious splendor of your majesty. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works this morning. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are all over his works. All your works shall praise you, O God, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of man his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you this morning and give thanks to them. And you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, O God, and you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, and to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever and ever. Let us worship the Lord this morning, Bazalwane, as we stand in his holy presence to declare that he is indeed our God, to declare we shall worship no other God but him. Maske simnqulo uThixo namhlanje, simzukise sisithi siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguYehova.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
He is indeed the Ancient of Days this morning, my family. Good morning and welcome to you. If you've just joined us, it's Let's Praise Him. So we are trying to project the voice this morning, but may the Lord just help us to focus, Bazalwane, and help me to focus. I am just really going to request that we raise up a prayer unto the Lord this morning. You know, I'm really reminded this morning as we are about to get into the Word of God, reading from John chapter 13. Looking at the story where Jesus washes the feet of the disciples, the Lord was just reminding us that as we are seeking him to understand what does the church look like that you are preserving for such a time as this, what does the bride look like? And the Lord was just reminding us that the bride is a bride that has surrendered to her groom. It is a bride that has submitted to her groom. And so this morning I just want us to go straight into the prayer of Hannah. After the Lord had answered her prayer, the Bible tells us ukutumamu Hannah lifted up a prayer unto the Lord. And this morning let's just reflect on that prayer, Bazalwane. As he assembles our praise and as he receives our praises this morning, ngegama lika Yesu Christu, igama ilizwi likaThixo lithi there is nothing that is hidden in the sight of God. And so this morning, there are times, I don't know why, but there are times when we are filled with complaints and filled with murmuring. But there are times when we need to break forth into the presence of God through praise and prayer, to break forth into the things of God through praise and prayer. So I just want to encourage all of us this morning, Bazalwane, you know, not to look to the left, not to look to the right, but to focus on Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who is the firstborn of all who believe. He is indeed the head of the church, and he is the one that maketh intercession for all saints this morning. So it is my prayer today that we will hear the words of heaven that he speaks unto us as we assemble before the throne of grace today boldly to receive the help that we need in our time of need, to receive the mercy that has been made new for us every morning this morning, as we assemble before the throne of grace to say, Lord, we are standing at the gates of praise, and we are entering into your presence with thanksgiving in our hearts. We are entering into your courts with praise this morning, declaring that indeed you are God and there is no other God above you, declaring that we shall praise no other God but you, that we shall worship no other God but you, declaring this morning just as the day had set yesterday and the sun gave way to the dark in the morning, the dark is fleeing and it is giving way today, because that is who you are, O God. You are the God of all light, in whom there is no falter nor changing. And so this morning we are grateful, Ancient of Days, that you remain the same, that you are God the same yesterday, today, and every other day, that you are the unchanging, dependable God, that you are the unchanging, solid God, that Lord is in those things that change as a good God, that today, O God, as we are about to declare your word into the airwaves and into the atmosphere, we are reminded this morning, O God, that heaven and earth will pass, but this word will stand forever. You advise us in your word that when your word is spoken, you send your angels, O God. You send out the command to the earth, and the word runs very swiftly. You give snow to the wool. You give snow like wool, and you scatter the frost like ashes. This morning, O God, so we want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, that as we speak your word today, that we need, O God, in order to be pleasing before you. In our lives, we thank you, Ancient of Days, as we take a minute to worship you this morning, as we take a minute to embrace you, O God, as we take a minute to worship you, as we take a minute to exalt you, as we take a minute to lift you up, as we take a minute to declare that there is no other God but you. And we declare, O God, majesty and glory and honor unto you, O God, who is, who was, and is to come. We want to thank you today that you were the same yesterday, O God. You shall continue being the same to eternity. O God, we want to thank you that we may not understand, because we prophesy only in part, but we know this one thing, that when you appear, O God, we shall be like you. And when you appear, you shall bring the fullness of all prophecy, and you shall bring the fullness of all things, that we, O God, being unchanged, shall in a splint of a second be transformed, O God, into a glorious body. O God, as we gaze upon your beauty this morning, give us a revelation, O God, of heaven and on earth. Give us a revelation, singum chakasi ukuthi obukumkani bukathixo bunjani na Nkosi yamakhosi ngoba ngamanye amaxesha we fall short of praise because we falling short of revelation. We fall short of praise, oh God, because we are not hearing clearly what you are saying to the church, that you are preserving your bride for such a time as this, that you are raising your bride, that you are making your bride into a vessel of honor for such a time as this. This morning we worship you, O King of Kings. You tell us in your word, O God, that you are multi-breasted God, that you own cattle on a thousand hills. You are the highest priest, O Jesus Christ, seated at the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession for all saints. We want to thank you for revelation knowledge this morning. We want to thank you, O God, that you open up the heavens and you give us a glimpse, O God, of this glory to which we have been called. This morning we want to thank you, Ancient of Days, that you are the unchanging God indeed. Lord, the seraphim and the cherubim, they bow down before your holy throne to worship and adore you, to worship and to exalt you, to worship and cry out unto you. Nwele, 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 nwele. Are you, O God, this morning, and you are worthy to open up the scroll? Yes, Lord, we want to thank you that you are open up the scroll. You are opening up the scroll, O God. You are causing the blind to see this morning. You are causing the lame to walk this morning. You are bringing home the lost this morning. Oh God, we want to thank you, that as you break open the seal, Almighty God, Lord, you are also breaking forth revelation. And we who believe, oh God, the Bible tells us that rivers of living water shall flow. Thank you this morning for the grace of revelation. Thank you this morning, oh God, for the grace of knowledge that is not of human, of man-made, O God, but knowledge that comes from you, the kind of knowledge that doesn't puff up, Almighty God, but the kind of knowledge that gives life, because the letter killeth, O God, but your spirit gives us life this morning. So we want to thank you, Ancient of Days, that you are declaring yourself unchanging to somebody this morning. O God, isn't even religion may change, but you are unchanging. You are the same, oh God. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that you are so dependable. Dwalale, dwelling on apakate. Dwalale, dwelling on apakate. Ungwele kakhulu, ungwele yengwele. Ungwele kakhulu, ungwele yengwele. Uba singasuka kuwe, singaphinde siyephi nathixo wethu. Oh, we thank you this morning, oh God, that heaven is your throne, but earth is your footstool. And so as we worship you, O God, we want to thank you this morning that our heart rejoices in the Lord. The horn, our horn is exalted in the Lord. We smile at our enemies because we rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you this morning. Lord, we want to thank you that the bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are girded with strength this morning. Those who were full of, have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger. Even the barren has borne seven, and she who has many children has become feeble. This morning we want to thank you that for by strength no man shall prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. For heaven, from heaven he will thunder against those who rise up against him. The Lord will judge at the ends of the earth, and he will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. And so we want to thank you this morning, O God, for this great thing that you are doing in our midst, O God. We thank you for pouring out the oil, Lord God of gladness, in our midst. We thank you, O God, for the Holy Spirit, who is indeed our empowerer. We want to thank you this morning for the Holy Spirit, who is indeed the one who leads us into all truth. We want to thank you for the anointing that is able to break the yoke this morning. Lisa Lee sitting alako take away to ngobungu Yehova ongo yikiyo ukuba sindisa bantu bako siti Lisa Lee sitting alako take away to onenyaniso ukufezwa kwa matinga tina sikufumana apha kule ndawo siyakunqula ke msindisi mzali ndini wesizwe ngesizwe oh msimelelo wethu malusi ndini ongcwele ekuseni ntonga yethu yasekhohlo esisimelela ngaye kwathi kwabunzima sinyuka amaqhina ngaye Thixo wethu olunge kakhulu you are our foundation usisekelo sethu esingcwele ekuseni siyakunqula mzali wethu olungileyo siyakunqula Thixo wethu olungileyo siyakunqula Ancient of Days. Ah, Nkosi, you are the Ancient of Days. Somebody needs to be reminded this morning that the same God you were to Abraham is the same God you were to Isaac, is the same God you were to Jacob. It is the same God that you were to us this morning. You are unfailing in your promises. As a matter of fact, oh God, you even sent your one and only begotten Son that he may die because you wanted to sustain and to keep alive the covenant that you have held with men. And today is no different. Different, oh God. In fact, today is the day of salvation. Lord, to him whom it was said it could not be done, you have called to this mountain where you could declare to them that they are the sons of God. Today we have become your sons and you have become our Father. You are calling us, oh God, according to the order of Melchizedek. You are calling the church as a priest, Lord God, according to the order of Melchizedek. We want to thank you this morning for such great utterance, O God, over our lives, Almighty God, as you give us the authority to rule and reign as high priests over the earth, Almighty God. We want to thank you this morning that we will stand, having done all, we shall continue to stand, O God. We want to thank you that we shall not be moved, not to the left, to the right, but we shall focus, O God, our eyes on the things that are above. Lord, believing, O God, in the incorruptible seed by which we have been born into the kingdom of God, whose reign is eternal. This morning, we want to thank you, Ketiko. Sizeko wemzali wetu. Siyabulela uba sakukhala when uyasabela. Sakukhala when uyasabela mzali wethu olungileyo. Ungcwele kakhulu ekuseni. Thabatha indawo yakho, Ketiko. Ube nguThixo in our midst this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hey.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Detoy and Danny Bambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Hey. We worship you, Lord. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh God. Hey. Yes, I'm going to Alexei. Yes. Yes, I'm going to. Yes, Xeni. Check away to Zolanda. He panjalako. Yes, Xeni. Moyagachiko. Yes, I'm Lungisi. Yes, yes, I'm Lungisi. Oh, yes, Kose Makos, Xeni. Amatinga. Siwalinda pakuwe. Chika weto lungileyo. And we have such trust through Christ towards God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves. But our sufficiency is from God, who is also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. But because the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But if the ministry of death written and engraved on stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. Sithi yehla moya ngcwele ekuseni, yehla msindisi wesizwe, yehla ekuseni. Oh, Nkosi.
You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Jesus.
Bazalwane, I just want to ask namhlanje, ungabusathi, do nothing, just worship the Lord. In this moment, let's just worship the Lord. Ekuseni, maske simqule.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
What a blessing it is this morning to worship you, O God. What a privilege it is, O God, to stand in your presence this morning. We thank you indeed, our wonderful Father, for speaking to us in this manner. Good morning and welcome to you, my family. It is 8 minutes after six. That is your time here on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. It is Let's Praise Him indeed on a Sunday morning. In case you're joining us for the very first time, good morning and welcome to you. A very warm welcome to you. Welcome, Mamzi. Hello, Mamzandi. Bless you so much, Mamam. Hello, Sister. Thelma, hello, hello, God's breath, bless you. Putimlungiso Tiko Benawim Tasekaya Siambule Lubawo. We take your calls right now, my family, on 012-334-1322. And we'll take your voice notes on 082-657-2729. Oto Tiko Ndifikile. Ukuzokwe Mbatisa, Umchakazwam. Ndifikile. Ukuzo Pakamisa, Umchakazwam. This morning, may the name of the Lord be praised. Exeni Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Good morning, Sisayanda.
Ah, good morning, Tatam Exeni. Bless you so much.
The word that the Lord has impressed in my heart, you know, yeah. It's in your prayers this morning when you mentioned of Melchizedek.
And
it was a word that the whole week.
Sure.
Discuss, no mama wala ekhaya. It's in Hebrews chapter 10, the last two verses, verse 38 and 39. And now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Basically, the last verse is there, but we are not of them that withdraw back to perdition, but unto them that believe in the saving of the soul. This discuss, Mama, as I show, umshumayele a long time ago, sikumbula le umshumayele ulaiti kona, umethembe uJehova, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Amen.
And lean not to your own understanding. And uthi umethembe noma sebekubiza uno Roy Rock so ne roko lakho lokugcina.
Amen.
And umethembe uJehova. Manje ke we were discussing that very funny enough in your prayer that you mentioned all this kuthi indaba yokukholwa, it's so important before God because it's impossible to please them without faith.
That's right.
Ilona ke izwi ngiyazo ne voice yakho e horse you've been praising her. It blesses me so much. Oh, kunukula kusise ngikhuluma nabazalwane abaphelelwa amandla at this time.
Amen, tata.
Ngoba we in that time la iBhayibheli ikhuluma, I used to wonder when I read maybe ukuthi kuyofika isikhathi esingeso kuphola abaningi be fall away. And now I see it with my own eyes. So ukuthi-ke to encourage abazalwane ukuthi please don't go back unto perdition.
Amen.
We are not of those that go back unto perdition. The just shall live by faith in Christ Jesus. Thank you,
Sister. Oh, Tata, siyabulele kuseni. You know, Lord, we really just want to thank you. You know, we thank you so much, ngoba. You know, my grandmother used to say, "Elikamoya libedi." You know, "Alibedi elikamoya." Kaso uthethi letiko kuyavakala ba kuthethe wena. You know, this morning, bazalwane, just to confirm or even support what that Lord is saying. In my heart, you know, I feel with all my heart that the Lord is just saying to His bride, the church, that I have come. Dizoni kuma, you know, He has come to cover us, to cover our nakedness, to cover our weaknesses, so that the blind may say, I see, so that the lame may rise up and say, I can walk, so that those who are lost can say, ah, I have been found. Christ has come, you know, and he's interceding this morning, and the Lord has come to cover His blood, you know, with the grace of worship, with the grace of revelation, like Kutatus Ulot is saying. Some of us are becoming discouraged because and so he is saying, I'm opening up the eyes of the blind so that the eyes of your understanding may be opened. I am going to make the scroll seem like a blackboard where you can read everything that I am doing. You can read my heart. You can read my mind. That is the heart of God for His church this morning. Basal Mzalwane, very quickly, as we continue to take your calls on 012-334-1322, very quickly, you know, I was so blessed by the word in John chapter 13, and we will share that word as soon as we come back from these few messages that are coming through. Good morning and bless you so much, Mzalwane. Namhlanje ekuseni. Hello, Mam Thelma.
We want to exalt you, we want to magnify you.
Yes, Lord.
You want to bless your name, Lord, and say you are good. Father God, we want to glorify your name because we say we are your bride. And all the time we bless, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We bless your name. We bless, we glorify your name.
Hey, we bow.
We say, Jesus, our Lord, you have made us your children. We are your children.
Yes,
we
are Lord.
And all the time when we come to you, Father, you cleanse us so that we become ready. You keep cleansing us, Father God, so that we become ready. So that, Father God, when you bless
thank
us,
you, Lord.
Your blood has kept us clean, and we are shining. Father God, I want to bless your name. Father God, I want to exalt you. But today you can see my heart. You can see, Father God, my spirit.
Like,
Father God, we are saying, glory to you. We are saying, you are above.
Yes, Lord.
We are saying, your power is Almighty. Father, before I close the voice, Father God, I am saying, Father God, touch the voice call of Sister Ayanda in the name
thank
of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father,
amen.
That you are our healer, that you are our provider in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful because we are your bride. And we are waiting for you, Father God.
We are waiting, Lord. We are waiting.
Endlessly waiting for you.
We are waiting. We are waiting. Yes, Lord. Oh, sikulindile bawo, sikulindile mzali wethu. Sikulindile ekuseni Radio Pulpit. Good morning.
Morning, Sister Hinda.
Bless you, my sister.
Umama Shinike, oh gogo, ni family yala.
Amen, Mama.
Amen, Mama.
Amen, Mama.
Sister Ayanda, Ubaba, look at the puma.
Hey.
Ukota is learning Salakulon Jalo. Do not lean on your understanding.
Amen.
Right now, Sister Ayanda, in Sangadim, Kota, I don't want to give up.
Bless you. Bless you, Mama.
In Sangadim.
Ay, come on, Mama. Thank you, Lord.
They keep on worshipping Unkulunkulu.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Mama Shinini, bless you, Mama.
Baba, send us some. I love you so much.
Bless you so much, Mama Shinini. Father, we want to thank you for ubomika Mama Shinini. Umthakazi wakho Thixo wethu olungileyo. Lithili zwi lakho in a little while. He who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. Msebenzise Thixo wethu usamomeleza. Uba abe sisitya sokholo lwakho. Bathi nababukeleyo bambona uThixo okwazi unqoba izimpi ngobomi bless and cover her, O God, as you strengthen her. In Christ our Lord, we pray this morning. Amen and amen and amen. Uthixo akomeleze, mama makwenze kahle. Akuncede uthixo ume endleleni. You know, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed by that declaration. Uthixo lothi, now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. We are praising and blessing the Lord. Zalinde. Utata wethu namhlanje, Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Ayanda.
Good morning, Mtasekhaya, Ngusis Ayanda.
Ah, you are a pastor, Ayanda.
Yeah, yiki titles uThixo angakandiniki zona, but masiqhube Mtasekhaya uthini uba uthini uthini.
Prophetically, Ms. Ayanda.
Amen.
You are Jeremiah.
Amen. Oh, bless
you. You are Jeremiah.
Mm.
You understand it?
Amen. Ndiyakuva.
Okay, I'm Solomon Thorwane. I'm an evangelist.
Mm, bless you, Dad.
No, I'm so blessed by your show. Every Sunday, I can't go into the Sunday without listening to you.
Mm.
You are a blessing in my spirit. I pray for the Lord to enlarge your territory,
Amen.
To give you more strength, to keep your soul for times such as this,
mm.
in order to preach this gospel, the true gospel of Jesus
sure.
Christ.
Sure.
You are a blessing into our souls.
Hmm.
May the Lord enlarge you.
Sure.
Put it and there. Solomon in Nyathe.
No, we bless you, Tata. Thank you so much for that blessing. The Lord really bless you. I don't know what to say. Amen. Amen. Bless you so much. Wow, blessed be the name of the Lord this morning, Basalwane. Your voice notes are coming in thick and fast on 0826572729. Maskese mvuthixo uba uthini. Sisesemkhulekweni. Nawe mntasekhaya uba liyakutshisa ilizwi. The number to dial is 0826572729 this morning.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity. At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, the Word for Today magazine, and the Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
Modimo wa buikanyo re ikanya mo go wena
ewe bawo
mosongwa letsatsi re tsile go go rapela wena go gile bo raitse mo dinagentsa lenyora sia go tumisa thiko sia go vuma go ba ngu Jehova go le mini ba wethu wa sezulini maliphathe go bunwele ka malakho elincwele. Lord, this morning, exalt your holy name. We praise your holy name. We glorify your holy name. You King of Kings this morning. You Lord of Lords this morning. You are our King this morning, my God. You are our God, our Maker. You warmed us this morning. You are God in Jesus. You cared for us and you called us, my God. You are the Holy Spirit this morning. We thank you, Father God, for being the God of our nights and God of our days, my God. Thank you, Father God, this morning. I pray, my God, that you shall pray for my heart this morning that is so deceitful this morning. ask you, Lord, that you examine my heart, search my heart this morning, my God. Make it holy, my God. Pray for the poor this morning and the weak, my God. I pray for the sick also, my God. Lord, this morning I pray that you wake up prayer warriors, my God. I pray for intercessors in each and every province this morning, my God. I pray for the watchmen, my God, this morning. Pray, Father God, that your word be heard in the parliament, my God, and bring changes in our lives, my God. Father God, we thank you for your word, and I pray that it shall dominate in each and every household, in each and every living person, my God, so that your word doesn't return void this morning, my God. This morning, we thank you, Father God, this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Naku Yesu Kristu nyana wakhe umnye inkosi yethu.
Ewe babo.
Owazalwa kumoya ngomoya oyingcwele.
Oh yes, Lord.
Wazalwa intombi uMaria.
Ewe babo. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Amen and amen. Radio Pulpit, good morning. Ah, nkosi.
Njani God
makadunyise uYehova makadunyise
uze bephakathi ngona phakathi ngumile ulizi ulizi wabayinyama wahlala ngaphakathi kwethu. You know what, wonke lapho athunyelwe khona kabuyi impi engahlulayo. Izwi lakhe liyisinkembe sika zonke iy'nkemba, liyingonyama phezu kwezingonyama zomhlaba. Lihlakaniphisa abathi bahlakaniphile, abahlakaniphele enyameni entweni zezo. Kodwa sicela ukukhanya kwengqondo ecwele ukukhanya. Ilizwe lakhe lisiphe ukukhanya kwenkazimulo elisana ney'nkemba zamandla obumnyama guqulwe kube ukukhanya. Lapho mube sethu qedile, esethu hlelile, kodwa ulizwi unamandla, uyaphila, uwisimsedala, uyaduma phezu kwemifula. Uyababazeka uyingonyama phezu kwezingonyama, uyahahama, alwisane nakho konke okulwisana nokuqeda ukuphila komuntu. Usiphile wathi uzosipha chichime, makuchichime kukho zonke izifo ukuhlaselwa. Mama ayanda ngisempini, abazukulu bami bagcwele ogiyana bafakwa amakhothi. Ngibuye noswana lushaywa luna 6 years. Uyise walomntwana ubhizi ufuna uyinina uyaqasa. Ngicela uNkulunkulu angisiza amphunyulise. Ufaka amakhothi angekho, nomntwana simthole ngoba ethi uyamfuna emdonsele ekhothi labantwana. Kodwa ikhothi afike yabopha yena, sabuya nomntwana. Kodwa usamfaka amakhothi angekho, kodwa ngithi uNkulunkulu uyikhothi enkulu. Umlamuleli, umlamuleli wethu izimpi sinika yena. Washo njalo uJehova athi, wathi akusiye yami nginika wena Jehova, masiyiniphe yena izimpi zethu. Wathi asozilwa buthule, singaphuma ey'taladini sibanga umsindo, kodwa asibuyele ngezansi siguqe. Simtshele wathi ngey'nsuku zokusiza nokuhlupheka sibomtshela. Usiyalile wasiluleka ukuthi izimpi zasemhlabeni ayifuni ibhakela, ayifuni imsindo, kodwa ayifuna sizilwe buthule, siyinike yena. Siyabonga mam Ayani. Siyabonga ekuseni yazivuselela. Noma siwa ngemphefumulo uyaphakama. Siyagcwalisa amandla amasha. Sivuke siqhubeke nendlela. Sithi Jesu siyeza sihlangabeze sisendleleni. Siyavuka itomu kodwa. Kodwa sinqoba. Siyala ngaye uJesu. Siyala, siyanqoba.
Amen. Amen. Imam Lange Kseni. Father, we want to thank you for Rubomi Bukamamulange Kseni. Tiko wetu. Udali zinto zonke nkosi ya makosi. Sitike bawo uyaziva izikhalo zenhliziyo yakhe. Sitike tiko wetu kaufiki uchilo namhlanje kuthe kseni. Watu zokuma umtshakazi wakho. Watu zokwembathisa umtshakazi wakho. Watu zokomomeleza umtshakazi wakho. Latheti lizwi lakho Thixo wethu, lathi now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul will have no pleasure. Ke bawo simengele lizwi Thixo wethu, siphakamisa abazalwane kwindawo ngendawo that are going through things, trials of many kinds. Sithi Lord, strengthen them. Show up as a solution, O God, and lift them up, mighty God of the mighty clay. Give them a new song to sing, O God, and let the testimony of their mouth convert many back into the kingdom, O God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are not just talking to individuals. You are talking to the body this morning. You are talking to the church this morning. Lord, we want to thank you. Thixo wethu olunge kakhulu ngegama loyisunyana nelomoya ongcwele ekuseni thabatha indawo yakho msindisindini ongcwele siyabulela bawo.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Morning, Radio Pulpit family. Mam Gama Lono Kumayo. My word for today for was encourager as family. It found from Revelation 3, verse 7. It says, to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. 8. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. 9. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but are liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Yes, that's Lord. The word from the Lord today, Bazalwane. Let's be encouraged and stand, because in his spirit, in his words, and the spirit, and we live by it. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.